Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gula Tufupi on Kaya 959.
Good morning, brains and beauty, Gugu. How are you, my sister?
Top of the morning to you, PC.
Now, Google YouTube to implement stricter parental controls to monitor children's viewing of YouTube Shorts video. Please tell us more about this.
This one is an interesting one. It really comes on the back of a move to see more social media platforms exercising a level of discipline and monitoring in terms of their use and consumption, specifically when it relates to children, especially those under the age of 18. Now, we do understand a recent announcement was made by YouTube, which is owned by Google, that they are ramping up their levels of parental control. Now, YouTube Shorts videos are very similar to TikToks or perhaps videos that are under 3 minutes in terms of their limit. And from what we understand, YouTube is going to implement various time control structures as well as parental controls. Now, this incorporates everything from limiting the time that their children can actually view YouTube, where they can track the videos that they actually consume and the content that they view, but also allowing them to have take break reminders as well as custom bedtime features in terms of a clock to ensure that when their children need to focus on schoolwork or perhaps prioritize other forms of activity, that they've then blocked access to the service, or when they do require some level of entertainment, that they are able to access it. This does come on the back of several calls, specifically from the US, where other platforms like ChatGPT, Character AI, and Instagram have also rolled out additional parental controls just to tighten the levels of restrictions. And I think this is an interesting one, Beeston, because over the years, we have seen how social media has been influencing young children, sometimes in negative ways, leading to levels of comparison, mental health concerns, and sometimes as a consequence, seeing these young children also take their own lives. So it is quite a new structure and one that I believe will be part of regulatory controls just in terms of social media consumption and the regulation of the content therein.
Now, the EU removed South Africa from its high-risk list. What's that all about?
This is great news for South Africa. If anything, it shows that the government, together with members of the private sector, in particular during the years 2024 and 2025, the fruits of their labor are paying off. Now, you might recall back in August of 2023, we saw South Africa appear on the grey list of FATF, that's the Financial Action Task Force. It's an institution that essentially takes a look at measures and controls to take care of money laundering, as well as the potential funding of terror and fraud attacks. Now, we do understand South Africa has been removed from the FATF grey list. That was a decision that was made last year, around October. It has come as good news because what it means is that for European countries, they now have access to more investment opportunities in South Africa. They consider South Africa as a favorable destination and more so also a key partner in terms of trade relations, which on the back of the ongoing trade wars we've seen right across the globe does come as significant news. So no surprises here, and I think one that is a step in the right direction and a feather in the cap of not only National Treasury, the government at large, but some of the efforts that have also been made by members of the private sector.
And lastly, Google, what's happening on the markets?
Markets, we continue with all-time highs, beasting all favorable conditions that are happening so far. Despite the fact that the market did pull back slightly, we're still at a significantly high points level. The All-Share Index will open up from 120,856 points. We'll see the currency trading at 16.42 to the US dollar, 22.05 to the British pound, and now we're trading at 19.10 against the euro.
There you have it. Gugu Mfupi, Monday to Thursday, of course, on Ikhaya Biz, 6 to 8 p.m. Do make sure that you tune in.
Business update with Gugu Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.